Rims, Brownie and EJ.
You know who's going to be crying today?
Who?
Delta Goodrum.
Yeah, and it's not particularly her fault that not everybody knows who she is.
Oh, come on, it's Delta Goodrum. She's on The Voice. She's had like number one singles and albums in Australia. Has she broken the US market yet?
Obviously not, because there's some celebs over there that still have no clue who she is. And that was proven via a Facebook post, or should I say Instagram post, overnight.
Now, Marlon Wayans, you might remember him from the movie Scary Movie 1 and 2. He's then gone on to make...
White Chicks.
Yes, White Chicks, one of the biggest ones they've got, yeah. And he was at the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert and was standing next to this woman who he's called an unrhythmic woman. So, obviously, someone who can't really dance. He's then gone on to say, this beep, dancing to AC/DC.
I don't understand that, really. What does he mean? Because they're at a Beyonce Jay-Z concert. Why is she dancing to AC/DC?
So, possibly if you go to a rock concert, you know how some people jump around, fist bump in the air, stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe if you go to like a Jay-Z Beyonce concert, would you sit there and groove?
There's
like
a lot of swaying.
Back?
Yeah, there's like a lot of hand. You know how like you're going to give someone a high five?
Yep.
Put your hand a little higher into the air and tilt it forward.
And wave them like you just don't care.
Exactly. That's kind of what happens typically at a Jay-Z Beyonce concert. So yeah, maybe she was fist pumping and didn't kind of look like it was right. Or maybe he was making an Australian reference. AC/DC, Australian.
There you go. Didn't put two and two together. Who knows if they actually know each other, but the fact of the matter is this picture has gone viral. Like all these people coming to Marlon Wayans' help and advice saying, hey, that's actually Aussie Delta Goodrum.
That's
and
funny.
How awkward is it that they're both standing next to each other? And not one of them recognise the other.
Yeah, but maybe that's happened to you. 13, 12, 16. Have you ever spotted a celeb out in public? But maybe you actually knew who they were. Mm. And you went over and got an autograph.
Autograph? No one gets autographs anymore, EJ.
Yes, they do.
Who in the last 10 years has got an autograph?
A lot of kids love autographs. We always get people that want, like, us to write something on a page for them. It's not really an autograph.
It's like a message, but I've never had anyone... Almost stepped into that territory. We don't consider ourselves celebrities.
No,
we're not.
No.
We come to work and we talk on the radio and that's it. But, you know, from time to time, people will come up and you write them a message. But never have we had anyone come up and want an autograph
before.
You
do realise that's an autograph. A message with
not
a signature.
Really. Like, an autograph is like signing a bit of paper with your face on it. It's not exactly having like a message or a personal message. That's a completely different thing, EJ.
Still an autograph.
It's not.
Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Is it an autograph? No, we're not talking about that. We want to know if you've seen a celebrity out and about around somewhere. It doesn't have to be Central Queensland.
Wayne, which celeb did you spot?
Yeah, actually. I spent about 4 days with Angus Young and never knew who he was.
What?
That's the best thing ever!
That is so cool. How did you not know who he was? And how did you spend 4 days?
I was on Hayman Island just after it opened, and he was there on holidays, and I used to go down to the bar for a drink sort of late morning, and he was down there every morning, and we got to know each other. We were the only two down there because the rest were tossed, and... Anyway, one day I went down there and he wasn't there, and the barmaid said, do you know who you've been drinking with? And I said, no. Nah. He said, that's Angus Young from AC/DC.
Oh, my God. And you didn't get a photo or his phone number. Normally you get a holiday snap with friends you meet, but you didn't even think of that?
Nothing. I didn't know who he was.
Oh, Wayne, look, that's the one that got away. You're going to have to track him down and rekindle that friendship. 13, 12, 16. Megan, who spotted the celeb in your story?
My dad. He was over at Keppel one day and he saw Kylie Minogue and Michael Hutchins.
Oh, wow. That's a huge deal. Did he get a photo?
No, he just spotted them over there, but he didn't. He didn't actually get to go up to them.
Yeah, look, because that's one of those things. Michael Hutchins was very known for his keeping to himselfness back in the day. So that would have been quite an exciting thing to see.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I would have liked to have been there, but I wasn't alive.